Navedtra 14234 Alpha CB Combat Handbook, Volume 1, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 14. 1. How far should a well-trained CB be able to throw an M67 frag grenade? 35 to 40 meters. 2. The effective casualty radius of a hand grenade is defined as the radius of a circular area around the point of detonation within which at least what percent of the exposed personnel become casualties? 50. 3. Chemical grenades have a how many second delay fuse element? 2. 4. Fuses that burn are used primarily with what type of grenades? Chemical. 5. Grenades can be classified into one of three general types: practice, chemical, and what else? Fragmentation. 6. What is the standard grenade used by CBs? M67 fragmentation. 7. What is the fuse delay of the M67 frag grenade? 4 to 5.5 seconds. 8. What is the effective casualty-producing radius of the M67 frag grenade? 15 meters. 9. Fragments from the M67 fragmentation grenade can disperse as far as how many meters? 230. 10. What is the radius of the burst from the M47 chloracetophenone CS riot control hand grenade? 6 meters. 11. The MK1 illumination grenade provides about 55,000 candle power for a period of how many seconds? 25. 12. The thermite filler in the AN-M14 incendiary hand grenade burns for approximately 40 seconds at what temperature? 4,300 degrees Fahrenheit. 13. What is the average throwing distance of the AN-M14 TH3 incendiary hand grenade? 25 meters. 14. The M18 colored smoke hand grenade has an average burn time of how many seconds? 60. 15. The AN-M8HC white smoke grenade emits a dense cloud of white smoke for how many seconds? 105 to 150. 16. What is the average throwing distance of the M69 practice grenade? 40 meters. 17. What is the most desirable and natural position from which to throw grenades? Standing. 18. Any handler or thrower of a casualty-producing hand grenade or person who is within the danger area, approximately how many meters of the grenade, must wear a helmet. 50. 19. How many minutes should you wait prior to approaching a hand grenade that you think may be a dud? 5. 20. Riot control hand grenades should not be thrown into a closed area, nor should they be detonated within how many meters of personnel? 5. 21. A waiting period of how long should elapse before a chemical grenade dud is approached? 30. 22. What are the two types of land-based mines? AT and AP. 23. Currently, what is the only authorized for use mine by the CBs? M18A1 Claymore. 24. The M18A1 Claymore mine should be detonated when lead elements of an enemy formation approach within approximately how many meters of the mine? 20 to 30. 25. What is the approximate radius of the area of illumination of the M49A1 surface trip flare? 300 meters. 26. What is the minimum safe distance from an ignited surface trip flare? 2 meters. 27. Upon encountering a possible IED, a minimum initial exclusion area should be established. How many meters around it? 300. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.